This message is called, What Did You Say? Taken from Proverbs chapter 21, verses 9, 19, and 23. Were you taught to never be afraid to speak as long as you were being truthful? The truth shall set you free, right? Not always. Reading through Proverbs 21, my mind lingers on the verses about the nagging wife, the reminders that it is better to live on a corner of the roof or in the desert than with a nagging, irritable wife. I picture men scattered about on the rooftops and wonder, will they still track mud through the house, or will there be a ladder outside leading to their corner? But it truly is no joking matter, and the message of guarding your tongue is not just for women. It is essential to tell the truth when you speak, but most often, silence is best. There are dangers hiding behind the best intentions. What you desire to say may be a valid truth, but it may be as harmful as a lie if spoken at the wrong time. Good intentions may backfire on you if you don't consider the circumstances first. Where are you? Who are you speaking to? What words are you choosing? What is your tone of voice? Do people feel as though you are elevating yourself above them, demanding your opinion become their own? None of us likes to be criticized, and most of our own opinions do not need to be spoken. People who will wait for God's instructions, words, attitudes, and time will live with less drama, less misunderstanding, less hurt in their lives. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamaliel stated, silence prevents one from saying harmful or hurtful things. Whoever guards his mouth and tongue keeps himself out of trouble. Let the Lord be the guard at the door of your mouth today.